by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. Good night, Rosalyn.
Good night, Ken. Good night, Danielle.
Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Hacienda Community Development Corporation has been around since 1992, helping with developing affordable housing, home ownership, and educational income building opportunities. KBOO's Jumani Ward Lewis spoke with Jamie Melton about the Mercado and its place in the Latino community.
So yeah, what is the Portland Mercado?
The Portland Mercado is a project that was developed by local Portland nonprofit Hacienda CDC. Hacienda CDC has been around since 1992, and we're mostly known for developing affordable housing, doing home ownership, and then some educational and income building opportunities and services for residents living in our housing and others around Portland. About 80% of the community we serve is Latino, and so about 9 years ago, folks that were living in our affordable housing complexes were looking for places to start businesses or find work to support their families, and so we started working with a group of tamayeras, or women making tamales, so they could sell in the farmer's market, and it was a really big success, but that one day a week working in the farmer's market wasn't quite enough to support their families, and so we started looking at options to create what we call the Mercado, Portland Mercado, to have a stable location for businesses to launch and grow that was open, more than just one day a week. So we're open 7 days a week. So really it was a vision from the community that was looking for places that would sort of resemble a Mercado or market that you would find in other places in Latin American cities and streets. And so we opened just over a year ago after fundraising and getting everything in line, getting our private sector and public sector partners in line. And now we're up and running with over 20 retail businesses here in food, service, drinks. We have a bar, cafe. We have a commissary kitchen that works with other businesses that are selling in grocery stores. So it's really a concept around Latino, Latin American food and culture.
Did you guys do anything for your anniversary?
We did. We had our anniversary, 1 year anniversary on April 10th this year. We had a big party celebrating with live music, bands from all around the region, activities for kids, sort of special foods, just kind of bringing that Latin American culture with dancing, into the heart of Southeast Portland. We're located right along Southeast Foster Road. Really big, bright building with 8 colorful food carts. You can't really miss us. So anytime we throw a party, it makes you want to stop by and turn in here and come. Foster gets a lot of traffic, so having that big, bright building helps out.
Nice. What impact do you hope it will have for the Hispanic community?
So the impact that we really hope to make is helping entrepreneurs really launch and grow their businesses and support their families. And we think that will have sort of a ripple effect on the community when over 20 businesses are here from the Latino community, bringing in their families and networks, that we really create a place that is safe and fun and vibrant for people to gather. I don't think anywhere else in Portland quite has this type of development. There are pockets in around in the city, and of course in the suburbs there are more places like community centers and flea markets, but this is really sort of the Portland inner city place where Latinos and other diverse cultures from backgrounds can come and celebrate Latino cultural heritage, grab great food, sort of take pride in their culture as being Portlanders who live here that are maybe from Latin America or another place.
Other than like people in the Hispanic community, who is encouraged to come?
So definitely we have a neighborhood outreach strategy. We have a lot of important stakeholders in the neighborhood, a lot of residents nearby that we hope to serve a niche where they can come and buy groceries or come and share a meal with their family and friends. So that's definitely one. Another is other Latinos, definitely, as you mentioned, but I think also folks that are maybe Anglo or African-American or other different ethnicities or backgrounds that have an affinity towards Latino culture, but also people that are exploring different ways to communicate and engage across culture. So we really hope to be sort of that bridge that feels safe and comfortable for people to interact with others that maybe didn't grow up like them or that have different viewpoints.
What are some of the myths about the Hispanic community that others should be aware of?
Well, I think some of the myths, there are many, right, with our national and even local political rhetoric. I think one of them is that Hispanics or Latinos are taking away jobs when really they're creating jobs. They're business owners, they're hard workers, they're entrepreneurs just like anyone else, that they're contributing to our economy, not pulling away from it. So I think that's one big one. I think another one is, let me think about this. I think that's probably like the biggest one, because that actually just, it has so many different ways to affect different ways we think about how people interact and how people, like who places and cities are built for, and what our cultural dynamics are, that they're super diverse, that actually Oregon was right on the border of Mexico, before the purchase. So I think if we think about history and just how different peoples have lived here and immigrated, that Latin American people from all over are really a part of our cultural makeup as a city and in Oregon.
Yeah, I think so too. Also, what are some of the special programs happening at Portland Mercado?
Yeah, so we actually have a business development team that works one-on-one with businesses to help expand their idea, get access to markets, find low-income or low-interest capital or loans. And so one of the projects that we've piloted this year is called El Mercadito, and it basically means mini market inside our big market. And that gives vendors an opportunity to set up here once every Thursday in a farmer's market style and sell their niche crafts. And these are usually vendors that are operating in our commissary kitchen called Supermercantes, or vendors from the community that are either farmers or do crafts or specialized products, consumer packaged goods. There's sort of a variety of different offerings. And each month we have a theme. And so in August, the theme coming up is salsas regionales, or regional salsas, and we're going to have a competition inviting businesses at the Mercado in the Mercadito, and then other businesses or individuals who want to enter a product in our salsa competition. So if anyone's interested in listening and you make really good salsas or sauces, we'll have a spicy, a mild, and sort of a regional sauce or salsa competition. So there'll be three categories, and the winner in each category will get $100. So that's something that we have going on. We also do regular cultural programming. So we have bands playing, different activities for kids. There's been a local business, a taekwondo business, that's been doing taekwondo demonstrations. That's been super fun. We have Zumba. And then we're doing big events, too. So we have our upcoming Taste of Latino America event, which is our signature food and cultural festival, which will be on the 10th of September, and there will be over 15 countries represented selling food, drinks, a full day of programming with salsa bands, timba, DJs, bachata, sort of a diversity of Latin American cultural performances. So that should be really fun. We're looking forward to that as well. It'll be our second year doing it.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your cultural background?
Yeah, so I'm actually a native Oregonian. I have heritage from Portugal and mixed European. I got involved with the Latino community here locally by volunteering with Hacienda before I came on as an employee, and then abroad working for a Colombian coffee company and sort of traveling around Latin America. But yeah, that's my background.
Nice. When is the Mercado, and how do people get there?
The Mercado is located at 72nd Foster along the Foster Road corridor. Technically, we're in Mount Scott Arleta neighborhood. You can come here in various ways. We have great bike parking. There's a bus stop right outside the building. It's walkable from within the neighborhood, and then it's sort of the easiest way to get here via transit is potentially coming up Powell or 26th and then cutting over along Foster. You can drive by kind of seeing the historical buildings of the neighborhood as well as some of the changes that are taking place, new developments, or you can arrive here coming off I-205, taking the Foster Road exit.
Cool. Is there anything I haven't asked you yet that you feel is important?
Well, there's tons going on in the Mercado. We're open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We have a bar, a cafe that opens earlier in the morning. So if you're from the area and commuting on your way, you can stop in for a coffee. It's owned by a Nicaraguan coffee vendor that actually has his own coffee plantation in Nicaragua and directly imports the beans and roasts them here locally. So the only Nicaraguan coffee shop in the state. So that's a pretty cool experience. You can come here, check out our meat counter. There's groceries and imports. We have service businesses upstairs. And then, as I mentioned, we have nine brightly colored food carts that represent sort of a diversity of Latin American cuisine. None of the menus are competing. We have Colombian food, El Salvadorian food, regions of Mexico, Cuban food, and just a lot of great snacks to try and people to meet here. So if you haven't been, we encourage you to come check us out either at an event or just any day that you have time. There's one more thing that I wanted to mention, which is kind of a cool story, and I don't know if you'll have...
Oh, no, yeah, we got time. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The community that's formed here among the entrepreneurs has been really inspiring to be a part of. There's three business owners here that didn't even know each other a little over a year ago before we started the project. And they came together because they have mutual interest in music and culture. And one of the owners is from Guatemala, and he owns Calm Market. And the other is Andres Felipe, and he owns Tebacano, which is the Colombian food vendor. And then Fernando from Fernando's Alegria, which is, he's from Mexico, and he owns the Burrito food cart. And they came together to bring two of Colombia's biggest salsa bands, salsa music bands, to Portland coming up on August 7th. And there'll be a huge festival called Festival de la Salsa in Oregon. And that will be under the Hawthorne Bridge on Sunday, August 7th. But before the bands come go to play, they'll actually be stopping by the Mercado. And so people can come here on Sunday the 7th around noon to get an opportunity to meet the bands. The bands are world-renowned for salsa music. They're the most popular salsa bands in Colombia. So it's almost like if I were English, like the Beatles coming to the U.S. to hang out with me or something. So it's a really big deal for Colombians in Portland and for all salsa music fans. We'll be giving away a couple tickets to see the band perform later that evening. So if you come to the Mercado around noon, you'll have an opportunity to win some free tickets to go see them.
I might stop by and get my salsa on.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Well, yeah, that sounds great. Good plug right there. Well, thanks for speaking with me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty good. I appreciate your time and for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. For KBOO News.
Hi, this is John Shuck, host of Progressive Spirit. For my money, David Ray Griffin is the most important theologian and prophet of the 21st century. His latest book, Unprecedented: Can Civilization Survive the CO2 Crisis?
We have people who aren't even worried about their own children and certainly not about their grandchildren. More important is to have my own comfort and pleasure right now.
Listen to weekly podcasts on kboo.fm/progressive spirit.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. Here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. Today, I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell, the Vice President of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Our president, Tina Turner Morfitt, had the wonderful opportunity to attend the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. So she's not here today, and we're excited about her coming back, giving us some highlights. So I will be in the lead chair. But today, we also have our Secretary Treasurer of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, Deborah Hall.
Hello, Deborah Hall with the American Federation of Teachers. Good to be here.
I am also retired from the staff of the UAW in Detroit, and so I'm a union activist in so many different ways. But today we have a special guest here, and we've got an open discussion on various union activities that's going on in our city. Today we have our lead segment by Andrea Lamones, organizer for Jobs for Justice. She will take the lead on tonight's discussion, Black Lives in Labor. So Andrea, tell us all about yourself.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me here tonight. Thank you, Audrey, and thank you, Deborah. I'm really excited to be here. Again, my name is Andrea Lemoines, and I'm a coalition organizer for Portland Jobs with Justice. And the reason why I'm here, also, I am a CBTU member as well.
Yes,
love my union. And I'm also a CWA Local 7901 member. We are organized at my job. Very proud of that. Yes, CWA. So